This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it's time for the nephew with the prank phone call. What you got, man?
Well, we got a medical problem over here too, Junior. We got parasites. We got parasites. I need to call this man and let him know there's parasite in one of your testicles. I'm sorry. I just had to say
it. Oh, no. So, yeah. Wow.
What'd you
say? Yeah. There's a pair, we got to remove one of them. Okay.
And you thought this was a good idea to prank somebody about this?
You don't think it is? Look at that premise right there. You don't think that's good?
I think that's too far.
Yeah, that's outstanding. That's what a good prank is. It's too far. What?
You're playing with people like this?
Man.
Yes. Been doing it for years. Let's go, cat dog. Parasites. We got to take one up. Sorry.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Brian.
Yeah, this is.
Hey, Brian, this is Dr. Jacob. How you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Hey, Dr. I'm doing good.
Okay. Listen, you actually came in maybe like 2.5 weeks ago here to my office and got a physical for life insurance?
Yeah, right. Everything okay?
Well, everything's been pretty good. I'd like to see if I can get you to come in. And, everything's going to be fine, but I got a small procedure we'd like to do to actually, right now you're not approved for your life insurance due until this procedure's done. So if you don't mind coming in, we'd like to get you taken care of. When can I schedule you to come in? Like maybe tomorrow or the following day?
Yeah, what kind of procedure is it?
Well, actually, I don't know if you've heard of it. This is an ocheostomy.
Nah, I got something. What's that? Got something to do with my eyes? What's that?
So it's got something to do with your what now?
That's something to do with my eyes. I ain't heard of it. What's that?
No. Ocheostomy has nothing to do with the eyes. No, nothing at all. We found a little bit of parasites in a particular area, and what we want to do is make sure we just remove it completely, and you'll be fine. You'll get your life insurance. You and your family will be great. So can I get you to come in tomorrow or maybe Thursday afternoon?
That's by what area I found the parasites in.
Actually, one of your testicles has some parasites. So what we're going to do is what's called a ocheostomy. An ocheostomy is actually removing that testicle completely, and then everything will be fine. It's all confined, and we'll be able to remove it. You'll be on your way. You'll get your life insurance, and everything will be fine, okay? Like I said, can I get you to come in tomorrow?
My testicle?
Well, only one, and it's not going to take long. It's a 30-minute procedure, but we want to get you to come in tomorrow or the next day. Can we get you to? What day are you available?
I just wanted for a routine surgery. How I got to remove a testicle?
Sir, you know what? Oftentimes when people come in for life insurance, these type of things happen. So we want to get you in and get it out as quickly as possible.
Nah, man. I'm waiting for a routine physical, man. Y'all ain't supposed to be checking all this extra stuff, man. I get a parasite in my testicle. Y'all gonna remove a testicle, man? I'm 25, man. My wife, we ain't got no kids, man. We trying to build it. I gotta remove a testicle.
Let me say this to you, Brian. You're gonna be completely fine. You'll be able to create children. You'll be able to live a normal life. you know, you'll just be, you won't have all of them, but you'll have enough to create children. You understand?
That's good. Nah, I can't come in for that.
Sir, is there any way I can get you in tomorrow afternoon, so we can kind of get this thing taken care of and we can get you moving on your way and the people can get the life insurance papers together and so forth?
Nah, man. Man, we ain't rescheduling. Man, I need a second or third opinion on that, man. You talking about taking away one of my... Man, we ain't rescheduling nothing, man. I'm going to need to see another doctor, man. That's some...
Sir, you can go around the entire city and see several doctors. I'm here to tell you, you're just going to be wasting time. I'm going to try to knock this thing out for you.
Knock it off. I ain't agreed to nothing. This is some man, y'all just doing this to get money, man. This is scheduling nothing, man. I need a second or third opinion. This is brutal.
Brian, I tell you, if you come in and let me get this thing taken care of, you know, I have you back, you know, big ball and shot calling before it's all over, you know?
Big balling, so I call it, man. I told you, man, I ain't going in for none of that, man. I'm supposed to tell my wife, man, this ain't cool, man. I ain't going in for that, man. I'm rescheduling, man.
You reschedule? What do you mean you're rescheduling, sir?
I'm getting another opinion. I ain't going in for that.
Okay, but I'm trying to make you a big baller, shot caller, you know?
Man, what is your name, man? You supposed to be a doctor. You making little jokes, man. You doing a little play on words, man. That ain't even funny, man. I'm calling the insurance company telling them they give me some doctor, man. Man, you think you're funny. It ain't funny, man. You're making a little trick. Man, that ain't funny, man. I'm getting a pain, man.
After getting all of the work that we got, the blood work, the urine work, the complete physical, that's when we realized that you had parasites in a particular area. So what we're trying, I'm trying to make humor in it just to make you feel a little bit more comfortable. I apologize. All right?
Man, that ain't funny, man. You ain't the one losing no... Man, that ain't funny, man. If I had a situation, the nurse would have told me then. Y'all ain't tell me nothing, man. You had me thinking I'm all good, and now you telling me I got to come in to remove a testicle, man.
We had to run tests on you, sir. We got tests back. Well, you do have the parasites, and what we want to do is make sure we get them completely cleared out. The only way I can clear that out is to remove that testicle.
You, man, this some... Man, I ain't got no parasites, man. This, man, y'all be running all these tests on me, man. I'm going to another doctor, man, because this... Man, I ain't got no... parasites, man. All these tests y'all talking about, y'all running me, I got to remove them. That's some you over here making jokes. That's why I know you a doctor, man. I ain't got no parasites, man. I'm calling my insurance. I'm telling them I ain't dealing with your man, because you, man, I ain't got no parasites, man.
Brian, let me make you understand something clearly here. It's my job as a physician that if the patient doesn't come to me, it's my job to come to you and extract the problem. You're leaning towards me having to come to your home and extract the problem.
Man, what you want to come to my mother house, man? You a what you want to step with the house, man? Try to test this, man. You a doctor, man. I'm going to another doctor. I'm getting another test, and they gonna, I ain't got no parasites, man. It's
sir, you got the parasites, and you only have 24 hours for me to get
there. I ain't got
you, sir, I have to move on this quickly, Brian, okay?
Dude, I'm not going to tell you that again. I ain't got a parasite, man. I gave my girl 3 minutes. She ain't got me. I ain't got a parasite, man.
It's not something that's transmitted. It doesn't come from another human being. It just develops in one out of every 3 or 4 million people. You actually have it, Brian. I got to extract it from you.
You try to tell me I'm the one out of 3 million, man, you're not going to come to my life like that. I ain't got no parasite, man.
Brian, there's something else that you have that I haven't told you about. There's something else I need to tell you.
What I got? You just told me I got parasite. What else do I got?
Brian, you just got pranked. You just got pranked by nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Anika, got me to prank phone call you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That boy ignorant. Straight
yeah,
stupid.
You are.
Yes.
King
yes.
of pranks. Play too
we
much.
Got to take one.
Oh, man.
We got to take one. We got to do it. It's necessary.
And you don't even feel bad about it, do you, Tommy? You ain't even.
Nah, man. I'm sitting up here thinking 2025. You know who I really want to prank, man? It's Charles Barkley. I really do.
Why?
I don't know why I want to prank Charles Barkley. I got Shaq's number. If I call Shaq, you know I pranked Shaq back in the day.
Yeah, you did.
That's right. I did get Shaq. But if I call Shaq, maybe Shaq could give me Charles' number. Unc, you got Charles Barkley number?
No, man, not for no prank.
We got Kenny's number. We got Kenny's number.
I don't get it. I just saw Kenny the other dog. I don't get into stuff like that. I don't do that with you.
Could I prank Kenny by his knees? Could I do that?
Yes.
See right there?
See right there.
That's why I don't give.
If I say you bet, if I catch your ass walking up to that board again, that's your ass. If I mean,
yo, see right there, Thomas. See, you gonna see? That's why I don't give people number. How you get my number, Steve?
You know he gonna say it, Steve, my uncle. You know
it, man. He got everybody up. No.
That would be ideal. All right, y'all already know. December 28th, the nephew is coming to Washington, D.C. That's right. It is called the New Year's Comedy Jam, even though it is December 28th. Tickets on sale right now. We got Lance Woods, Red Grant, Tony Roberts, Bruce, Lou Nail, hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. Tickets on sale at all Ticketmaster outlets. The Dog Constitution Hall. Yeah.
My man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.